Welcome. Today, we're discussing QWIN3235B, A22B, a new open-source model with a truly impressive, albeit mouthful of a name. It's exciting that QWIN is open-sourcing these models, which is a huge step forward for the community. However,
you've got me on the edge of my seat. What's the catch?
Well, the catch is its performance, especially with coding. It's early days, and there's room for tuning. But for local use, the 32B parameter model just thinks too much. Like, way too much.
Thinking too much? How so?
It took over 16 minutes to generate a simple snake game. Imagine trying to use that in a real-world coding scenario. Ouch.
16 minutes? That's insane. So even with optimizations, it's still sluggish?
Exactly. Even if the speed tripled, it's still a major bottleneck. The context window fills up rapidly, causing a significant slowdown. Now let's talk about the specifics of this model. It's a mixture of experts, MoE model, meaning it activates 22 billion parameters at a time.
Fascinating. But what about its claims of competitive results in benchmarks like Gemini 2.5 Pro? What are your thoughts on those claims?
Honestly, I'm skeptical, especially the Gemini comparison. I think it's too bold a claim. Now, there's also a 30B A3V version, which is the smallest MoE I've encountered. Super intriguing. Plus, they have 6 dense models, which is really helpful for techniques like speculative decoding.
So they offer both pre-trained and post-trained models? That's a smart move.
Yes, and the open sourcing is a game changer. It's meant to accelerate research and development, which is fantastic. They also tout a hybrid thinking mode, but controlling it seems tricky, especially in open source frameworks.
Tricky how? Isn't it just a toggle?
Well, apparently there's more to it. They claim user control over the amount of thinking, something I haven't been able to replicate effectively.
So, what about those benchmarks? They're showing some pretty impressive numbers.
I know, but those numbers feel inflated. My real-world tests just don't align with them. The price seems reasonable, but using it with tools like Root Code is a nightmare.
A nightmare? That bad, huh?
Yep. It's broken. I tested it extensively, 12 different times, and it consistently failed. It creates imaginary folders, gets stuck in code loops. It's just bizarre. The micromanager evals were equally disastrous, switching to architect mode and spewing gibberish.
So, you're saying it's not ready for prime-time coding?
Exactly. I ran tests in their chat interface as well, and it's just too much thinking, not enough doing. I even tried a pool table generation task. While the physics were slightly better than Gemini 2.5 Pro, the overall result was less polished.
It's disappointing to hear this, especially with so much initial promise.
I agree. While I appreciate QWIN's efforts for coding, this model just isn't there yet. But hopefully, with further development, it can reach its full potential. So, that's it for today's discussion. Let me know your thoughts in the comments, and thanks for listening.
Goodbye.